8:19 now on Connect FM and your morning connection for this Wednesday. It's the midweek, and we should be having a midweek chat. I think we will with Shirley DeRouge of Downtown Du Bois, Inc. Shirley, good morning.
Good morning, Dan.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, I think. We are making our way through February. We are making our way through winter. Coming out the other side here.
Thank heavens.
The snow is melting away, although we may get a little bit more here this weekend. But still, we're seeing more warmer days than not.
And yes.
That's always a good sign. And we're coming up on some really big and special events here in downtown Du Bois that you are spearheading. One of those I wanted to start our midweek chat with was, you mentioned a couple of months ago, I believe, about the removal of those hometown hero banners that were up on the light posts throughout downtown Du Bois. Quite a few of them, like nearly 300, right?
Nearly 300, just shy of 300.
Yeah, so those banners are going to be retired officially, and you have a whole special ceremony set up for that. Tell us all about it.
Yes, on Thursday, March 12th at 6 p.m. at the Du Bois VFW located at 114 Fuller Avenue, we will be hosting a retirement appreciation ceremony. Okay. And it's an hour long. We will have a presentation and just it's a formatted presentation and a retirement, and anybody that has banners, they are welcome to attend. It is open to the public, and they can pick up their banners at that time as well at the end of the ceremony. But just to honor and just one more nod of appreciation towards those that have been adorning our street lamp posts for the last 8 years.
Most definitely.
And then, and I'm just going to touch on real quick, we are rebooting the program. There's been a lot of questions. People are like, oh my goodness, you know, what are you going to put up instead? Well, no, we're going to reboot the program, new parameters to it.
Okay.
2 to 3 years is the time frame that the banners will stay up just because of the wear and tear.
Sure.
Because we keep them up all year. We don't take them down and clean them and then put them back up. Once they go up, they're up continuously until that end of the it'll probably be a every two-year cycle. So
it'll be a great opportunity, a two-pronged opportunity. Number one, to honor those that were honored those 8 years by having their banners posted, but then getting something new started and being good stewards of that as well, making sure that we don't get to a point where they're all faded out
peeling. It just seems dishonorable.
It does,
And we don't want that. We want these to be very respectful and to actually honor our heroes. So,
well, again, give us that date and place and time for that special ceremony.
Thursday, March 12th at 6 p.m. at the Du Bois VFW, which is located at 114 Fuller Avenue.
All right. That's just 3 weeks away.
3 weeks away. I know.
And probably about 5 or 6 weeks away is another big event for downtown Du Bois. That's Hop and Shop.
Hop and Shop. We originally had planned for Saturday, March 21st, but due to scheduling conflicts with myself and, you know, my volunteers, none of us were available that day. So it wasn't
that
like
a good day to do it.
No. So I couldn't hand anything off. So we had to move it back a week. So it'll be Saturday, March 28th. All day. It's similar to Shop Small Saturday. We will have little swag bags that'll be available at participating businesses, and with information inside, flyers, and the $5 next tier coupons that everybody loves.
Yeah.
But an opportunity to come out, shop around, visit, explore, see what's going on in the downtown, visit your favorite stores. Walk into maybe some new ones that you haven't been into yet. We have a couple of new ones that have popped up over the last, you know, year. and just support local and, you know, anything that you need last minute for Easter, because the following week is Easter. Yeah, so
right in the thick of the Easter season, and yes. Better chance of pushing it a little bit later, better chance for some really nice weather too.
I know. That's what we're hoping.
Yeah. Speaking of nice weather and spring coming, we'll be into spring officially by that point. And we always have that spring cleanup. Not just downtown Dubois, but yes. All around the Dubois area.
Yes. And this year we have it scheduled for Saturday, April 18th. We are keeping the 25th open in case it's a rainout.
Okay.
Saturday, April, and that just left my mind. April 18th.
Yeah.
Spring cleanup. We are looking for volunteers again. Just email me at manager@downtowndubois.com, and then I will give that information to the volunteers that will be helping organize everything. But if that contact information changes, I will be sure to let you know. But yes, Saturday, April 18th, we will have our annual spring cleanup, and it's not just for the downtown, mm-hmm. it's for the entire new city.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of ground to cover.
That's a big area.
So we need a lot of volunteers. Last year, we were so grateful for the volunteers that showed out. We had over 115 volunteers.
That's great.
So, and we collected over 150 bags worth of trash. Mm. So
let's get rid of it.
Yes.
And get this city looking sparkling clean as we head into the warmer weather months.
Yes.
All right. We're looking forward to it. Surely we appreciate you keeping us up to date on all these things, and we'll have another midweek chat in just a couple of weeks, okay?
You're welcome, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome.